I've just got back from the gym, literally about 10 minutes ago. Bit of a late one today. I like going in late sometimes. And when I look around the room, there's a lot of people in that gym struggling with the things in here. Because you know and I know, when you go to that gym, it's as good for this as it is for that. You know, when you come out of that gym, when you've had a good workout, even if you've had a bit of a shitty one, you feel a million times better than when you went in. And when you are on your arse, it's up to you to pick yourself up. It's only you who's going to get your arse out of that bed. And some days it's a struggle to get out of that bed. But struggle you must. You must get out of that bed. Even if it's just going for a walk, moving forward, doing something good. Like I said, there's a lot of people in that gym tonight struggling, but they're doing something positive, even if it's at God knows what time at night. Not sitting in a settee moping, because you know and I know, it's only you. You're the one who's accountable. It's up to you to get your shit out of that bed. Don't wait for that phone to ring, because those friends aren't going to ring you, because they're not real friends. Call the friends who've always got your back. Call those guys. They'll appreciate it. Don't be embarrassed. Give them a call if you're struggling. Give them a call. I know it's hard for a guy to call another mate and say, listen, I'm having a bad day. But call them. They'll thank you for it, because you're the one who's there for them every single time, aren't you? Of course you are. When you come out of that gym like I did today, having a chat with some of the people, and I say, how you doing? Yeah, I'm all right, Dino. Are you? No, yeah, well, you know. And then we have a little bit of a chat and discuss whatever's going on in their head, and I'll discover whatever's going in my head. And you come out of that gym, you just feel better. You're driving home, you think things aren't so bad. And it doesn't have to be the gym. Just get up in the morning, go for a walk, just do something, just move forward. Even if it's just walking around the block, just do something. Don't lie in that settee, don't lie in that bed and fucking mull it over. You know, sometimes you can wake up and your fucking brain's thinking of 1,000 different things. Don't sit in that bed and mull it over. Get on the phone to your mate. Guys, get on that phone to your mate and just say, listen, I'm having a bit of a bad day today. How are you, Dino? And they'll have a chat with you. And if they don't, they're not a mate. They're not a mate. And sometimes you've got to suck it up. But I think one thing you can't do is bother your kids with it. You can't. You're the dad. You're the father figure. You've got to lead by example. Even when you're feeling on your ass, you've got to lead by example. Because one day you're not going to be there for them. And you've got to set that bar. So they'll think, well, my dad, he was there for me. He was always there for me. When I needed him, he was there. When she needed, when your daughter needed you, you're there. When your son needs you, they're there. You've got to be there. You've got to be strong. You can't let them see you crumble. You can't let them see you crumble. You can't put that on your kids. You can't. You've got to call your friend or just do something positive, like those people in the gym tonight training, just having a go. They're not going to be Mr. or Miss Olympia, but it doesn't matter. They're doing something positive and moving forward. It's all about moving forward. Even if it's baby steps, like I said, walking around the block, just doing a little bit of whatever you love to do. It might be painting, it might be dancing, it might be whatever it is. It doesn't matter. You might like fiddling around with cars or me with my music here, fucking about. I'm never going to be no bloody, well, I don't know, what's his name? Fred again. I ain't going to be none of that guy. But it doesn't matter. You're creating, you're moving something. Whether it's in the gym, your passion, you've just got to move forward. It's not acceptable to put it at your kid's front door. The shit stops at your front door. You're the dad. You're the one. And I know it's hard sometimes, lads. I know it is. But you're the one who's accountable. The shit stops at your doorstep, not at the kids. You can't do it. It's not acceptable to put it on your kids. Like I said to you, one day you're not going to be there for them. So your job as a parent, as far as I'm concerned, is to lead by example. What would my dad, when my dad's not here now, when I'm long gone, what would my dad done? What would he have done? Oh, he'd have done this, he'd have done that. But what he wouldn't have done is crumbled. You can't let them see you crumble. Even when you're your worst day, you can't. You've got to stand up tall. But what you don't do is put it all onto them. It's not acceptable. Except for me, it's the gym. Just moving those weights, looking in the mirror, doing my thing, slowly but surely, rep by rep, set by set. Everything gets better. Everything gets better. If you think I get up every day thinking it's fantastic, and I know you, if you see people on the internet all smiling with their families, you don't know what's hiding behind a smile. But the gym for me Oh man, for the gym, it's the most therapeutic thing you could ever do. It's the greatest, greatest thing. And when you're on your ass, those weights, they ask for nothing and give you everything. They do. The first rep's a struggle. The second rep's a struggle. The first set's a struggle. But the third set and the fourth set and the fifth rep and the sixth rep, things get better. They do. They do get better. But what you can't do is give up. You just can't give up. It's not acceptable. And just say, oh, I'm having a bad day. It's, of course we have a bad day, but just do something. Get yourself dressed. Get yourself out of that fucking bed and just go for a walk round the block. Breathe that fresh air. Whatever it takes, like I said, painting, badminton, table tennis, fucking working on cars, whatever your passion is, do it. But you can't be beaten into the ground, and you certainly can't let your kids see you on your arse. They can't. You're the dad, the father figure, the lion. They're the one you're going to look up to when you're not around. And what they're going to do when you're not around, can't stand at the top of the stairs and say, Dad, I've finished. It's not acceptable. It's not. It's not. You've got to lead by example and show the kids that you're the fucking daddy. You have to. As cruel as it is, that's what you've got to do. Because no one's going to catch you when you fall, mate. It's all down to you. Come on. Let's fucking grow some bollocks. Let's get to the gym. Let's get to the gym. Best thing in the world, mate. The best thing in the world. Might take the fifth, sixth, seventh, fifth. I don't know how many reps it takes. But you got to go to that gym. For me, it's just the best thing in the world. Best thing I ever did. Pumping iron. Best thing I ever did.